Hi, if you're listening to this, welcome back. It has been a brief hiatus, maybe not as long as my last one, but certainly a lengthy one nonetheless. And a lot has happened between January and now. And it kind of leaves me at a loss for words. I'm thinking about the things that have happened since I made my last podcast, thinking about the passing of the legendary Kobe Bryant, the continuing fires in Australia that I'm sure were still continuing then, if I recall correctly. Thinking about, especially most prevalently, COVID-19 and how that has definitely been a whirlwind on our world. And today, without rambling too much, I will be talking to a very cool person who I'm about to call. So given that we are in quarantine, and by the way, I kind of want to call this a quarantine series, so this is the start to that. I'm going to be using FaceTime audio, and I hope that will suffice in being able to have a conversation with this person, but I'll let them introduce themselves. And you know, if you can, if you know me, my inner circle, give me your feedback. Even if you're not, give me your feedback, please, as to how this sounds. But I really hope that it is a very engaging conversation from a high school student to a college student and our experiences with COVID-19 and the changes that it's made on our lives thus far.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Garcia. I go to Arvin High School and I'm currently a senior.
Hey John, thank you for joining me on this podcast. It's a podcast I feel like I'm late to. You know, everything's moved so rapidly with COVID-19, but I really appreciate that you can take the time out of your busy schedule to join me on this.
Yeah, no, I mean, no problem. I mean, we don't have any school right now, so I mean, I'm pretty much free. Like, I don't have anything to do except my assignments. I have to turn those in every like couple days, but that's pretty much it. So,
and how does that work? Like, did you get packets and stuff?
So some of my teachers gave out packets, like for Spanish. Miss Gonzalez, she gave us like a packet, and then at the, like, when we go back, whether it's April 14th or whether it's later, we're supposed to turn those in. But then other teachers, like Mr. Garizales, he's posting like documents or assignments in classroom, Google Classroom, and so then those are like, we have to submit those online. So I don't know if there was like a rule where we had to have packets or not, because I heard there was, where students were supposed to have packets just in case like students didn't have access
to internet laptops. Yeah, that's totally fair.
But I guess like Garizales and then I think Ruckman also, he has some assignments
on online. Google Classroom.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense, you know, having had those teachers myself. I could see their styles of doing assignments. Well, actually with Garizales, I feel like it goes both ways. I'm a little surprised, like, thinking about it. Like, I thought he would do packets because that's usually what his assignments are. Like, you answer from the book, you do labs, and that's all on hard copies.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? For Garizales, we do technically have to write out the assignments. We have to, like, do them on paper, but we have to take pictures of them and then submit them through Google Classroom. So, I mean, it's still electronically. We just have to do them on paper so that, you know, we don't, like, copy and paste from other people or something like that.
Okay, that definitely, like,
that sounds more like Garizales.
Yeah, to keep the integrity of the assignment, that definitely sounds like him.
Yeah.
And with Ruckman, is it just the family? I want to not... When I say family, I'm kind of referring to the potato babies, but You know how we had like the game of life kind of thing where
Well, we didn't do the game of life yet. I heard about it. I don't know what it is really yet. Is that like where you're assigned like a job and like an occupation?
yeah.
Okay.
That was the bane of my existence for a little bit. I'm not gonna front. But I love the people I worked with, or the person I worked with. Jasmine, if you're listening, hi, you're still my wife and I love you. Yeah, she was a great spouse and mother or co-parent to like what, seven potato babies?
How many
So,
did you have?
seven.
That's a
Yeah.
lot.
So it
Yeah, hopefully we don't miss out on that. That's one of the things
and
that
that
would suck to miss out on.
definitely, and particularly I've been thinking a lot of the class of 2020, both in college and high school. High school because I know quite a few of you from We the People. College because I know two people that are graduating from college this year. And I'm particularly concerned for them. I don't want to like name drop without consent. So, two from UCLA, I know, and I was super concerned when I saw that their graduation was pending. That's to say, like, at first they said it was going to be virtual. I know USC is also saying it's going to be virtual, but I think UCLA changed their minds, thankfully, that they're just going to postpone the ceremony. And I'm also worried about, Arvin's class of 2020 because it's a lot different from college, where college can say, oh, well, all your classes are online now from this point forward until the end of the academic school year. But what have they told you, high school students so far?
So basically from my like what I know is that we're supposed to go back on April 14th. I think that's a Tuesday. Yeah, right after spring break. Depending on how the status of like cr the COVID-19 is. So they're gonna like reconvene before April 14th to see what like how it's going and whether it's still spreading or not, and then they're going to make a decision on whether to like keep students out of school for longer or not. And so I guess it just depends on how it's like how COVID-19 is at that point, whether graduation is like going to happen or not. Because I know other stuff has been canceled, like for the entire year already.
Such as
Well, I know Color Guard has been canceled. I know that's not like a current high school district thing or an only Arvin High School thing, but that's like a national competition, and that's been canceled already to this point, and so that's like one example that I can think of.
Yeah, I could see how that's more directly canceled, as you said, because it is a nationwide event. So you would have schools coming from all over the country, and if I'm not mistaken, even internationally. So I could see the risk it would pose on them. And it does break my heart because I know, especially our color guard is beyond amazing in what they do, and they're very humble. So it definitely hurt me for them. And I can only feel a fraction of what they felt. So, thinking back to last year when We the People season ended, it definitely broke my heart, even though it was under different circumstances. And them being so great and passionate about what they do, them wanting to continue, I could see why, it could hurt. And I can only empathize to an extent because I'm not in their positions. Have they said anything about senior activities?
So far that I'm not entirely sure. I know there was some speculation about grad night and grad week being canceled, but I didn't sign up for either one of those activities, so I'm not like completely sure on whether they were canceled or postponed or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, senior census, that's still gonna happen. Because that's all toward the end of, like, maybe the last 2 weeks of the entire school
Yeah.
year.
Yeah, more like late May, kind of.
Yeah, and I know we just kind of jumped ahead, but I do have to ask, how have you been feeling, from the time maybe before they even announced the closure? Like, how did you feel about COVID-19? Did it ever prompt any kind of anxiety, or were you, what was your attitude toward it?
So, I mean, I remember in like February, I remember hearing about COVID-19, like coronavirus and COVID-19. But I mean, I never really like thought of it as like a major issue, especially since it wasn't like in the United States, like a great, like a big, as great of an extent as it is today. But once I think like this past week, I think that's when it kind of like, all right, this is a big issue. Like it's spreading really quickly, and so that's at that. It's like that point when school closed, and then the NBA also. I think that was one of the biggest like indicators of like of this is an actual global pandemic to me, because I just I like watching the NBA, and so I think that's what indicated to me like, okay, this is a big deal. And so also that and school closing, that's when it kind of became real to me at that point.
Yeah, and I can definitely understand like why, there's a lot of like shock value to this, and I feel like it hits in like waves. Like it doesn't hit you until later. Some people hit immediately, like, and it was very reactionary, if anything. Like I'm still to an extent in disbelief, like it can't be that bad. Because I know I thought at first I was like, okay, well, the thing that makes me hold out hope is that China combated it. And, I always say, like, whenever I tell people, it's like, listen to the words I'm using. China combated it in 2 months. In the US, certainly we're getting at a point where we are combating it. But initially, I thought, okay, if China could do it in 2 months, we can prevent it in less time. Granted, everyone cooperates. Sadly, that has not been the case. And Florida, as it is one state to do, is very crazy, I guess, to say the least. And I know it's not just in Florida, like it happens all over where, and I definitely want to call out, younger people, not all, of course, but some who have still gone out of their way to go out in groups, posing a jeopardy on their health. Or jeopardizing their health, better worded, and that of others. But I also know many people, within our demographics and age groups that do very much care about older generations. Like, I know of someone who didn't want to go back to their household and opted for another place because they didn't want to expose their grandmother potentially to COVID-19. That's not to say they're positive, but in the case that they were, they didn't want to harm or pose any harm to their family members, which I thought was very mature and downright noble, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I feel like I just went on a tangent, but it, like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like the initial thought, like, oh, we got this, is kind of like dwindling, seeing our behavior, and
Yeah.
also the updates, like, oh my goodness, this is spreading a lot more. But I feel that something people might fail to realize is the reason why more positive results are coming up. Like, people who tested positive is simply because people are being tested more broadly. So I'm really happy, if anything, that people are getting more tests and that those people are being cared for. Because really the goal here is to, I don't know how to word this, but I've heard people talk about the curve, like, Do you know what I'm talking about? The pinning.
Yeah, like flattening the curve.
Yeah. So that's
Yeah.
my biggest job, and or I say biggest job because I feel like it's a responsibility on the individual as much as it is the collective to flatten the curve and do their part. That's why I'm like, okay, if I have to be in quarantine and practice social distancing, so be it. If it means that I'm gonna help others and others are helping me, then of course I'll do it.
Yeah, that's a, like really responsible, like responsible take, I feel like, on the situation. Like a very mature take also.
Yeah, thank you, but certainly like not just me. I have to credit many others that are making a lot of self-sacrifice for, the common good, namely, people that work at grocery stores, doctors, nurses, so anyone in the medicine field, janitors, I have to commend them all for, in a sense, being on the front lines of it all. And how has this quarantine been for you so far, or made you feel?
It's been pretty disappointing, I feel like. Well, just today I had an appointment. I don't want to sound like I'm like complaining, which I think I probably am, but today I had an appointment to get my driver's license, so I had my behind the wheel today. And right before they called me to tell me that it was canceled and that they weren't taking behind the wheels for another 30 days. And so I was super bummed out, like super disappointed, because I had made the appointment like a month and a half ago, and I was like super excited, like, oh, I'm gonna turn 18 and I'm gonna get my license like the day after. And so now I have to wait at least 30 more days to get my license. And so that's like really disappointing to me.
Know that you don't sound by any means pretentious or immature for saying that. I think that in our own ways, we all are disappointed. Like, I had aspirations of seeing my campus in the spring. This is a weird one to say, like, so randomly, but really, like, when I first went to my campus, it was in the spring and I loved how it was. And now I'm back home and the weather's different, it's colder and it's not the same. So in a way that I feel even ungrateful saying that, but I know that we each have our own disappointments and that's okay. It's not like I feel like it would be a different case if we said that, I don't care about this pandemic. I'm gonna do what I want. I'm gonna go wherever I want, regardless of the consequences that can come of it. That's a lot different than saying, I'm disappointed that this didn't happen.
Right,
But
yeah.
what I hold out hope for as well is that through our contributions, we can get out sooner. I've heard that a lot on social media, like, hey, stop going out, irresponsibly or recklessly, just doing whatever you want, basically out of ne without a necessity. If you don't want to be in quarantine, I get it. We all don't. But in order to be here less time, you need to do your part. So it's a lot different. Like, the sentiment's a lot different. If you showed that you didn't care, it would be a lot more evident your immaturity. Whereas if you're naturally complaining about, things happening, I totally understand your disappointment. Like, it's different. But you're still
Yeah.
being mature about it, and you're human, and it's okay to, react a certain way when you don't get your way.
So you just mentioned that you were kind of disappointed about not being able to see your campus during the spring. So I just had a couple like a question. So
Yes.
like what other like college like activities or like do you feel like are being like stoned or conflicted because of this, quarantine or outbreak? And like, what's your like current, I don't really know how to word this, but like your attitude or like your, yeah, I guess your attitude towards it, I guess.
I mean, I think it's very similar to high school. I'm thinking about spring sports as well. Personally, a colleague of mine and I were going to compete in the California Moot Court Classic at CSU Long Beach. Unfortunately, we're not going to do that. Obviously, the big one, graduation. The Spring Fling. So, the Spring Fling at my school was going to be put on by, it's called I Say, like it's an acronym, ISAE, who how like that's our first generation low income program that we have. They were gonna put that on, which it's a tradition, and it's sad that we're not gonna be able to experience that. So I'm kind of on the same boat as you, thinking about graduation, senior activities, and things of like hallmarks to senior year that won't happen, I think can also touch bases on like even my freshman year of college. Like, I feel like it was so fruitful and all these things were gonna happen, and suddenly it came to a halt. Surprisingly, I kind of didn't see an end. So, when I was told that LA City was on lockdown per the mayor's executive orders, I was really taken aback. I was like, what? Like, how is this happening? Gyms are closed, bars are takeout only, restaurants takeout only. That really took me back. It's, thinking about LA City, such a big city, and if you see the map, it looks weird, but it's still a big, area. And then being told that we're possibly going to go on nationwide quarantine, that prompted me to immediately, you know what, let's just go home. Because what happened was that after spring break, so I had my spring break last week, and I was going to go back. Okay, during spring break, they said, okay, we're going to go online until April 3rd. But they didn't tell us anything about work studies. So I was like, okay, I'll go back. I go back, long story short. I get this information about the city on lockdown and the potential quarantine. I was like, okay, I clearly need to go back to my family. So, oh, and also they didn't want student workers that Monday. So I go back, or as I'm packing my things, yeah, I thought, okay, I'm gonna take everything except for my bedding, because I thought, well, what if I have to come back like a night or two or something for any given reason? Or maybe, just after April 3rd. And as I'm packing, we get the notification from our emails like, oh, you need to move out by the 18th. And I appreciate that for what it was. Even though we got a very sudden notice, it wasn't like, when Harvard said you have 5 days to move out. To an extent, it was, but not necessarily. I actually have foreign exchange students in some of my classes, and one of them told us on Zoom that they're being allowed to house for the rest of the semester. So I'm really happy for that.
That's really cool. I think the college that you go to is like, based on the email that you sent me about the graduation being postponed instead of canceled, like your college seems really empathetic and considerate to your student body.
I mean, yeah, they definitely are very in touch with the student body. It is a small campus, but I think that they do try to hear us out. Like, this is so cool, but for one of my classes, one of my professors is literally the president of my college. And she's told us before, like, the reason why, you know, I'm doing this course is because I want to be more in touch with the student body and listen to their needs. So there was an instance where someone said they wanted pho. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to, like, insult your intelligence or anything. But they wanted pho. And sure enough, like, a week later in the dining hall, we have pho for dinner. Available, like, every night. So that was really nice that even for the small things that they're listening to us.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm, like, really grateful for them. Like, President McClaney Johnson, that's her name. She's super down to earth. And I actually have a small story about how I got to meet her one-on-one. So my school is split up into two campuses, Chelan, which is, like, up on a hill near UCLA, and then Doheny, which is in downtown next to USC. And Doheny, if you go, it's, like, it's so different. Like, it's literally, the buildings are, like, houses. No, they're not, like, houses. They are houses because it was, like, I think, like, one of LA's first neighborhoods, but it got donated, like, these houses and the mansion, the Doheny mansion, got donated to our school, so now they're utilized for educational purposes. And the mansion is pretty hard to get into, so there has to be, like, an event that you're invited to and stuff. And it just so happens that I had a package to pick up. This was in December because there's an Amazon locker, so, and my dad was visiting. So I asked him to take me real quick, and I saw the mansion was open for, like, a Christmas event. It's, like, once a year. So I walked in. Like, it was free. They had food and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is so neat. I didn't expect to, you know, come here for this. And the mansion is, like, maybe 3 or 4 stories, and you weren't allowed to go up. But something about me, it's just, like, I've always done this since I was a kid. I'll just say now, I did not have silver teeth once in my life, but I did have some silver teeth activities, and that, like, I would just climb stuff. I love to explore, so I feel like I channeled that in a way. No, I didn't climb anything, unless you want to say I climbed stairs by, you know, literally walking up them. But I was on the 3rd floor, and it was so cool, and I heard footsteps, and I was like, oh my god. And I got really scared, and I just went down, like, acting like nothing's happening, and it's the president. And she was super nice. She's like, hi, like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah. And I quickly changed the conversation. I was like, oh, so I'm in your class, like, or I'm going to be in your class. And she was super nice. And I apologized. I was like, I just got really curious to see what was up here. And she was so nice about it. And I was like, is this really my first impression with the school president? Like, really? But she's super down to earth. And I really, really like working with her. So, like, I have to give a lot of credit to her among other she's technically faculty too and executives at the school for listening to the student body.
That's funny, because she could have gone in a completely different direction.
She could have been like security, like, come get her. But no, she was super nice about it. But I would understand, like, you know, the mansion does hold, like, historical articles and stuff, so it could seem like, yeah, someone's trying to steal something. And I know I can speak for, so that's Doheny, and then the one I'm at, Chelan, up on the hill, there have been instances, like, where shuttle drivers, like, tell us that, like, people will follow the shuttles all the way up and will, like, try to get into the school to, like, you know, rob something. So they're definitely guarded about that. And I do remember there was one time when I was in the lift going back up, and, like, 2 cars were, like, tailgating the lift, and it was really scary. So I just told the security guard, I was like, hey, it feels like we're being tailgated. She's like, you know what, I got this. And then that was the end of it. So not only did, like, someone tell me, but I actually lived it as well a little bit.
Yeah.
So I could, you know, as you said, like, the president could have gone in a totally different direction and said, like, security, come get this girl or something. But no, she was super nice. And I'm, once again, really grateful for her contributions to the school and how she is dedicated to wanting to see, you know, the student body happy with, you know, what they're investing their money and time into.
Yeah.
So that, I don't know how we got there, but I'm happy that I'm telling this story. Like, I definitely think my freshman year was definitely it was something else with first the Getty fires, then this, like that was crazy. So kind of having talked about the reception of the higher ups per se at my school, how have teachers and friends reacted to what's been going on with the changes?
Well, it felt like in a matter of, like a week, everything kind of just like, like the coronavirus just kind of like the amount of coverage and the amount of like spreading that it did in the matter of a week. It just, and that's that period of that during that period of time, I felt like there wasn't really much time for, like teachers and admin to really grasp onto, like, oh, okay, so we might have to close down in a matter, soon. So we have to get ready. It kind of felt like it was so sudden that it was like last minute, like, okay, so you know what? Let me just put this packet together. Let me come up with like a lesson plan for the, for the time off. And so there wasn't really much like discussion about it from the teachers beforehand. It was kind of abrupt, like, okay, so we're going on break, or we're going on, we're not having school the next 3 weeks after this Tuesday. That's kind of how I felt. And from the admin, I didn't really. Okay, well, I was pretty much done, but I was just saying how there wasn't really much like communication over the coronavirus prior to us leaving school. But I know that, the teachers and staff, they're like, they want the best for us, obviously. And so I know that they've been working hard to get the lessons plans, and then also the lunches at, at Arvin High School, that's been like organized by our admin. And so they've done a lot.
Yeah, and I'm happy that, that they've touched bases with students, and as stressful as it was for you all, it was just as stressful for them, I'm sure, and that they're pretty much equally cooperating with you all in the midst of this. And honestly, how long do you think this is going to go on for?
I feel like that's a really good question. I mean, I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question, but I would hope that we could go back to school, on April 14th, so that we can actually, go back to learning. Because it doesn't really feel like we're learning anything at this point. It just feels like we're doing work to pass our classes.
I know you're definitely not the only one on that boat. I've seen that from college students too, when they're like, the opinion thing on Twitter. I'm not even gonna bother trying to pronounce it. But there was one with the category online classes slash Zoom. And someone did say that at this point it doesn't feel like a learning experience. It's more just trying to pass your classes and get by. And I do think
I
that.
feel like that, yeah, I feel like that's exactly what it is at this point.
Yeah, and I could see like, kind of doesn't help with senioritis. I'm not saying you have senioritis or anything, but I know it can hit at one point or another, regardless of who you are, unless it just doesn't, which I'd be like, wow, I commend you for that. Yeah, I guess I do miss being in class. I miss lecture in person because I know lecture is something I benefit from a lot. And, one of my classes straight up said that just follow the PowerPoints and that's that. Email me if you have questions. Exams are still going to be administered at the same time from the syllabus. Keep up. And that sucked. I was like, wow, like this is a class I was struggling in the most. A lot of self-teaching. And boom, we don't get lectures anymore.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, it's okay. It's not impossible, but it certainly is like a deterrent from wanting to like, continue on with the school year, because it in a way it feels like I want the school year to be over, but at the same time I don't, because I want to make sure I'm doing well in my classes. I don't know. There's like a lot. It feels like now we have a lot more time. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like I could invest it in relaxing more. And certainly, I do think that people should be relaxing, because I think it defeats the purpose of being quarantined, like to be stressed all the time. And I read a tweet recently that said, like, people are gonna press you to like have a side hustle or start a side hustle, to work out, do a million things. I'm not saying you shouldn't work out, or if you want to make a side hustle, go for it. But at the same time, like, you shouldn't feel obligated to, be the Wonder Woman or Superman of your household just because you're on quarantine. It's already stressful enough looking at headlines every single day, seeing the numbers rack up. And that already is such a big stress inducer, such a big anxiety inducer, that I think it is okay to take time for yourself and just relax. Like, I can tell you myself, I am highly considering getting a PS4, and I don't even play video games. I do not have games on my phone.
You should get the Connect.
The Kinect or the Switch?
The Switch. Oh my God. Yeah, the Switch. My bad.
No, you're
Yeah,
fine.
get Animal Crossing.
Are you serious? 'Cause don't say it, 'cause I probably will.
Yeah, I don't have it, but I mean, I've been hearing like that's a good game.
It's a cute game. Like, I like when people they'll take vines and edit them to make them like the characters, if you know what I mean. Yeah. I'll probably have to send you one. But it does seem like a very cute, fun game. Like, even someone I know, his name is Andrew, like, he's a very serious guy. And then on Snapchat recently, he posted a picture of like him playing Animal Crossing. He's like, "Yes, I am a sucker for this." That was probably a testament to just how good it is. But as of now, I think my goal is to get the PS4, even if it's used, just so I can play online with my friends.
What did you want to play? What game were you planning on playing?
So I was in a game share with my friend Julian. From what he said, he has Modern Warfare, Black Ops 4, Black Ops 3, Star Wars Battlefront 2, and GTA 5 that he could game share with.
You're set if you can play all those games.
I mean, I know the basis of GTA 5. Like, when it came out, I saw like the gameplay of the story mode, which I liked, but I don't know if I have the patience to do it all. And I can barely drive a car in that game. And then I know I tried playing Black Ops once. I think when I went to his house, like, it was me, my best friend Marianne, and him, and I sucked. And you know what? As he said, everyone starts a noob, so I felt great. I was like, okay, thank you. But I know I'm gonna get capped on. It's inevitable. Do you have a PS4?
I don't have PS4 now.
It's okay, we're on the same boat.
They're expensive.
They are, but I'm trying to get one used, if anything.
Yeah, that's true. Like a refurbished one.
Yeah, but I was gonna get one, like, because I have Prime on Amazon, and even then it was like plus $8 shipping. I'm like, what? I thought I had Prime, and I was like, can't trust this. Like, might as well like just get it at Best Buy or something. Plus, I saw the reviews, and one of them was like, yeah, don't get one off of Amazon. So I was like, okay, I won't. But yeah, otherwise, I don't have any video games. Like, low key, if this was still like cool to play, I would be playing like a DS game. I miss the DS, and I will say that
The
with my whole
DS.
chest. Yeah.
Yeah, I had the DS. The DS was really, I liked it a lot.
Because it was so compact, you could take it anywhere. Probably the only thing I don't like is that if you want to do multiplayer, you have to be near the people you're playing. Whereas
Yeah,
on the Switch, what's up?
like you couldn't connect it to the Wi-Fi or anything.
I actually think with the DSi you could, because of the little apps, like the drawing one with
Yeah.
the little orange frog. I think like those you could connect it to the Wi-Fi so you could see more things, but that's about it. Or if you wanted to download another app, but I didn't know how to do that, but I just knew other people that did. But I think on the Switch you could do like multiplayer stuff, like just online. I'd probably play Super Smash. That's definitely something
On the Wii was such a good console.
I would play. Honestly, okay. Did you ever play Wii Sports Resort?
Yeah, I had it.
Okay. I have to admit that I don't know if they just called it like sword fighting, but it's almost like you had like a foam sword. Did you ever play that? I feel like I sound
Yeah.
weird. Like, not everyone got Wii Sports Resort with their thing, because usually it's just Wii Sports, but the one I got for Christmas, like, it came with both, so I was like,
I remember it's like the blue and red, right? The blue and red swords, and then
Yeah, there were. I mean, like, Oh, go
you were on
ahead.
like a platform, sorry.
You were on a platform, but sometimes you were on, like, you were just walking around the island, if I'm not mistaken. So some of them, yeah, they were platforms. And usually the boss characters were like dressed in black, white, or gold, I think. I was about to ask, like, why did we start talking about this? But it's just going back to the idea that you should be like chill on, I don't want to say this extensive break because I don't want to like go on lazy mode, and I'm speaking for myself and myself only. But it is good to take time for yourself. So don't, this is for you, John. This is for anyone listening. Like, don't feel obligated to do everything in the world during quarantine. Do what's good for you. You know, if you like to feel productive, but don't burn yourself out. And if you do feel like you need, a wind down time, give it to yourself. Because not often are you going to stay, home from work or school for this long and get this much time to do the things that you need or want to do. Like, that sounds so bad saying it in this time, but really, like, that's what it comes down to. Like, how often do you
Yeah.
get these opportunities?
So, how long do you think the quarantine will last?
I mean, it kind of scares me, thinking about how it could last until, as Trump said, it could quote unquote wash out until July or August. And when I saw that, my heart broke. I was like, what do you mean until July or August? Because, I had plans to stay over the summer at my college doing like an internship at a law firm in LA and take summer classes. That was my plan. But now I don't know how that's looking like. I would really, really hope that maybe by May things all work out. Otherwise, maybe till the fall.
I completely agree. I feel that the announcement of August, that was really kind of demoralizing, because that just feels like, what is that, a couple, how many months is that away? August?
Five.
Yeah, that just feels like so. Well, it's a really long time to be, kind of distancing yourself from other people.
Yeah, and it hurts like not being in the same routine as I know. Like something I thought of when I realized like I need to come back home for an extended amount of time was, I'm not gonna like, and I saw it like in myself this week, except for today. Today was like surprisingly very productive. I saw that I was sleeping too much, not eating as healthy as I usually do, not going out to exercise like I usually would, and it just felt really off. It made me feel super off put not being in my routine and thinking I could do better. But obviously, like, that's something that I would, recommend people to avoid, the I should have done this attitude. It's more like give yourself the space and time to do what you feel is best, and don't beat yourself up for, like, the quote unquote little mistakes. And gradually build a better sleep schedule, a more structured, uniform routine, if that's what you're into. And it'll all fall into place, but just take your time with it and praise yourself for the accomplishments rather than beating yourself up for the little mistakes.
Yeah, I saw this post on Twitter, and I agree with what you said. And it basically said, like, it was kind of like a comical tweet, but it was basically how, when this all ends, like, they're gonna be, they're gonna have their sleep schedule back in order. They're gonna have a healthy diet. They're gonna be, done with. They're gonna be finishing their homework on time. All these good, like, characteristics and habits. And it kind of, even though it was like a joke and it was comical, like, you can, that's still like, you can actually do that with this time off. You can make these good habits. They don't have to be, you don't have to force them either, but just like slowly change, your daily habits so that you, when this does all, suddenly subside, then you have these good habits that you're left with.
Yeah, and it feels that because of basically the forced-ish quarantine, that was stripped from us. This feeling of security in our everyday routines, or at least, I can speak for myself. I did feel secure in waking up early for work study, going to class, studying, exercising, and doing it all over again, sleeping in from time to time. But yeah, it just feels weird. And also, like, thinking that how I got really close to one of my aunts back in LA, how I'd eat lunch with her like really often, and how I got really close, like, I adore her, and how that just broke suddenly, and how I have my boyfriend over there, and that just hurt, like, having to distance myself from him. But knowing that these two people I care about are far, but they're also respectively in their homes, are doing it for the same reason that I am here in Arvin. And I would say to anyone who's experiencing something similar, like, do utilize social media or, any form of contact to your advantage during this time. If you can, talk to loved ones like more often, please do it. Obviously, if it's like mutually, like, you can, or if you want to, of course. And I know this doesn't sound corny, but always, like, say what's on your mind, or, like, if you want to tell someone, like, you care or love about them, you're thinking about them, tell them, because maybe it'll help them, like, in these troubling times. Just hearing that, like, words really do matter, as corny as that sounds, they do.
Yeah, I feel like, this whole, like, ordeal has kind of, if anything, it's made me, like, realize, like, how much more appreciative, at least I felt like this way, how much more appreciative, I should be, or, like, we should be of, our daily routines, and how like, easily they can be, disrupted.
Yeah, and I didn't think it happened in this way, but it's happening now. And for you, John, and all high schoolers out there, I really do hope that you are able to go to school and end the year off on a really good note. But do you know what will happen if you can't, or how that's gonna look like, or they haven't said anything?
So we kind of talked about this in Econ Ruckman's class. We're just kind of talking about it, and Ruckman had mentioned how they probably wouldn't make us retake any courses if this was to be prolonged. They wouldn't make us probably most likely because there's so many schools like across California that would be forced to retake courses in order to graduate and in order to go on to college. So if anything, it would probably be like an executive order that the governor would have to make in order for, us high school students to get those credits onto our transcripts in order to graduate, if it was to be prolonged.
Well, I certainly hope that that doesn't end up being the case, but if it does, I do hold out hope that the governor will be charitable in that way toward you all. And I know economically, I'm even surprised Trump like put a 60-day halt on student loan interest. I was like, what? Like, you're doing that? Is this one of the first times I'm ever going to agree with you or something? Like, that really stunned me. But I am grateful for it, for those that do need to be paying off college loans soon or currently are. Yeah, but I mean, it is hard going about this, but I think the best thing to do is, though I know it's not always going to be 100% like a static, cheerful, optimistic mindset, that we do remember the purpose of why we're in quarantine and what it's for. You know, we're also, through being in quarantine, trying to help our healthcare system be able to accommodate to the needs of others and, you know, be able to work at a proper pace and catch up if need be. So, yeah, and it's scary, but you know, it's necessary. That's really what I can say, and I hope that all people can do their part, as you know, you and I are doing ours. And John, I really want to thank you for like joining me, on this podcast.
Thank you for, allowing me to be on your podcast. I appreciate it a lot.
And I really hope that you continue yours. You have a super great podcasting voice, and if you ever like invite me as a guest, I feel that sounded so bad, like I'm inviting myself. I'm so sorry. But I would be honored to in any regard, or even just like you making one would be super awesome to hear.
Yeah, I hopefully we can collaborate further. I appreciate it,
Oh, thank you. And hopefully, in the midst of social distancing, we can also play frisbee one of these days or something. I don't know how
Yeah,
that's gonna work out, but
let us know when you guys play. Let us know, please, because
okay.
we want to play, definitely.
Okay, just know I live like right next to a park, so there's that. Like, if anything, I just don't have a frisbee.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So that was John. He was an amazing person to work with, and I really hope that this conversation was, though definitely winding and taking some tangent turns, that you definitely got something out of it. Maybe something validating, and that you can tune in next time. Thank you so much for listening.